In 3 months, we have learned a lot. It is notable that the rural black spots in Spain and Italy are places that combine the intimacy of small Mediterranean communities with proximity to the highways of global travel and business. San Pellegrino Terme, for example, gives its name to a brand of fizzy water sold around the world, but also welcomes tourists to its thermal baths. Normally, for those places, that is a happy mix. When a virus strikes, it can prove deadly. The connection between COVID-19 and travel is especially grave for Spain, a country where tourism generates 12% of GDP. Only the boldest pilgrims, for example, will pass through Santo Domingo this summer, which will be devastating to locals who depend on their custom. In Spain, the lockdown is being eased slowly, in a careful 4-stage process that will take up to 2 months to complete. When I spoke to Abbot Suarez, it was the 11th of May, the day that Santo Domingo entered the first stage of easing. I felt envious. Candelaria was still stuck in so-called phase zero. We have since progressed, but we remain several weeks behind Santo Domingo in shaking off the effects of the virus on daily life. Suarez has just held the cathedral's first mass for a small group of people, an experiment to see how it worked. He was already thinking about numerous funeral masses to come. Elsewhere in Santo Domingo, groups of 10 people were now allowed to socialize, while bars and restaurants could serve clients at widely spaced outside tables. I imagined a town that had suddenly burst back into life. I was wrong. "People are still scared," he said. "The truth is, we don't know if life will ever be quite the same."